Romeo, Bianchi Lima, K4RYL Mobile, Greenville, downtown Greenville, monitoring.
K4RYL, good afternoon, I believe it's Rob, N4ZLK, Shane here.
You said what you're doing to beat the heat, I'm going to give it work and all that stuff, and now beating it in the AC here in my pickup truck.
I'm keeping the AC on high and trying not to get out of the cab very often.
I started laughing when I was walking out of work. I was like, you know, they said yesterday was supposed to be the hottest day. And I swear, honestly, it feels most like today is a little bit hotter. Maybe it's a little more humid or something like that. Or maybe it's being in downtown Greenville and all that stuff. But I am looking out there above the skyline and all that stuff, and I'm seeing a lot of big thunderheads look like they're building these. A little like mushroom clouds, like somebody set off a nuke over the mountains.
104 heat index, KB2HXS.
Tune there, Dave. Yeah, we've had a few little showers around, and it's made it real humid. And it's a little warm out here, but we'll make it. We do it every year. I just wanted to say hello. I'm pulling back on the yard. I got to drop this trailer, grab another empty, and head back out. Dave, good to hear you. I know you're busy. I will turn it to Rob, and then I'll listen out for your finals, or at least for me, anyway. N4ZLK, go ahead, Rob.
This is Ryland, Romeo Yankee, Lima Alpha, November Delta. But no biggie. Yeah, you did all that talking about trucking. I've been there and done that. Now I'm on the side in the management portion of doing that in the office. So I do all the management, but used to be in the truck driving. So know how it is, especially on a hot day. But anyway, 73s, you have fun out there dropping. Anyway, K4RYL for that other station.
Dave, and I drove truck for a while myself, regrettably.
Which one did you like? Well, I guess since you're doing AC now, I guess heating and air, you probably like that better than truck driving, I guess, right?
No, I kind of miss the truck driving. I was an owner-operator. I was a mover with Allied Van Lines for quite a number of years. My last tractor was a 02 Kenworth T600. I missed that truck.
Very nice. Yeah, I never an owner-operator. I started off with FedEx Express, and I had my CDL hauling halves, all that stuff, and they would try to split my time between delivering and picking up from houses and businesses and all that stuff in a little FedEx truck, all the way to pulling the wiggle wagons, pulling the tandems between Atlanta and Charlotte and all that stuff, doing ground stuff and everything. But that was how I got into logistics, and now I'm an office man. But sometimes I wish I was back out in the truck, but others on days like today, I'm glad I'm not.
Days like these last couple days, that feel like I want to quit air conditioning. I'm of retirement age, but I'm still out here working to try and keep keep the bills paid. But anyway, all right, Shane, if you hear me, 73. I'm gonna get going, gentlemen. I gotta go down to Honey Path. I got about an hour's ride, so we'll catch you a little later. KB2HXS.
Hey, Dave, 73s, and have a cool, smooth ride down to Honey Path. K4RYL N4ZLK
and 73, Dave. Sorry about the name, Ryland. Are you over here off Malden Road anywhere? You still work for FedEx?
For FedEx, in about 15 years, I moved on to a big ocean shipping line there in Charleston. Well, I went to work dispatching, doing freight brokerage and all that stuff. That's a job that brought me down to Charleston, and then got hired by a steamship line and was in suit and tie every day, and that was pretty ridiculous. And ended up working for a consolidator and all that stuff. Still dealt with a lot of trucking, but I hadn't actually driven in about 15 years. But when I was, it was in the upstate. It was right after college, and I worked for FedEx here in the upstate and was all over the upstate until I got recruited to come work in Charleston and move down there.
When you mentioned FedEx, I flipped it over to the input because I'm not far from a FedEx building. I work for UPS, and you were booming in, full quieting, better than you were hitting the repeater, so I wondered if you were over this way. But yeah, I work for UPS, been there 34 years. I'm thinking about hanging it up soon.
Me over there on Malden Road, I'm only on 5 watts there. I write down, it's just funny you mention that. The company I work for is literally right across the street from that FedEx terminal right there on the edge of city limits. So just moved back to Greenville for that job and doing logistics. I'm the company's logistics manager, so there's a lot going on. There's a lot of learning going on. So, yeah, I was definitely in Malden, up Malden Road, but live just inside, or I guess right off Augusta Street in near downtown. So just doing a commute, but I got some stops I got to make this afternoon after I left the office a little early and training ended. But, yeah, I was definitely in your neighborhood here not too long ago.
But yeah, we're not far. UPS is not far from the FedEx place. In fact, we were here. This is the same building I've been in for 34 years. We outgrew it several years ago, but they keep packing us in. And everything else has grown up around us. So I've been over here when it was all two-lane roads around here, it seemed like, most of them. Anyway, let me let you go. Nice to talk to you again, Ryland. I hope you have a good day. We'll hope to hear you again. K4RYL and 4ZLK.
Talking to you, I know UPS way is to take something that's overpacked with stuff and pack it even tighter, whereas FedEx will go spend a bunch of money on a new terminal and then complain about how much it costs and all that stuff when it comes time for raises and all that. So anyway, 73, you have a good day, and enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe and stay cool. K4RYL will be listening.